This podcast contains adult themes and language. Magic is not for the faint of heart, and listener discretion is advised. At this point, we're pretty deep into our investigation, so if this is your first time listening, let's get back to episode one.
It's the dead I should not fear, for it's the living that brought you here. Life goes on, but all the while I'm haunted by your endless smile. Forever held so tight in hand, forever strewn upon the land. Eyes ablaze, a tale unknown, a seed of thought forever sown. You've made
After all these weeks of researching and interviewing and investigating, we were finally in Kansas. Kansas, of all places. The place where it all began. Or so we think. The first thing on our itinerary was a tour of Bailey's hometown. His school, the places he used to hang out with his friends, and his childhood home. Of course, across the street from that house was an important landmark in our investigation. His neighbor's house, with the video camera in the window. The neighbor he used to believe was a witch. We had no idea if the occupant would be the same as when Bailey was young, but, much to our surprise, there was still a telltale video camera in the window, its steady red light an ominous confirmation. It was relatively early when we parked at the curb outside the house, maybe 9 in the morning, and I don't know what possessed me, but I went straight up the driveway and knocked on the door. No one answered, so I hastily scrawled a note with Bailey's phone number, slid it through the mail slot, and we went on our way. Our next order of business was to visit Stull Cemetery, the lore-entrenched landmark with supposed ties to witchcraft and Satan himself. Today, the church has been demolished, and it just looks like an ordinary cemetery. While we planned to get out and walk around, exploring the gravestones and the site of the church, we ended up staying in the car. And not because we were run off by suspicious police officers or angry locals. We learned that many of the residents of the tiny town are direct descendants of those buried at Stull. And it suddenly felt wrong to intrude as investigators, or worse, as tourists. The whole incident reminded me of a story I'd learned early in the podcast, one that will be familiar to those who have listened to the minisodes. So I never told you the rest of the story about my family in Salem, the witch trials.
Oh, yeah, I want to know about that.
Yeah, so, well, it's actually not a great story, it turns out.
Oh, shit.
It's really just sort of sad.
Oh.
There was this woman in Salem, and I guess she was like a nurse or something, and this baby died while it was in her care. And she, like, already kind of had a bad reputation in the community, and so she blamed the death of the child on my ancestor.
Oh.
And said that she killed the baby with witchcraft.
Oh,
and
shit.
And basically just, like, to, like, save herself, because, like, she already was, like, not in good standing, and so she, like, had to
do something. And so she, my ancestor was then hanged for witchcraft.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, like, I know, my mom, she, like, listened to the episode, and she was like, it's actually not that cool. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she sent me the paper, and it was just, like, it's just sad. It's just, like, the Puritans were a lot, and, like, patriarchal society was not kind, and, like, there was no magic, there was no witchcraft, it was just sad. So, sorry, that's kind of a bummer, but...
That's so interesting, because, like, that's such an interesting time in American history that we all, like, know about. I mean, whether you read The Crucible or whether you just learned about it or whatever, it's, like, a huge part of our history.
Well, and what's crazy is, like, the Salem witch trials were only, like, a year long.
Yeah.
And only, like, a year later, like, they all, like, apologized and, like...
Yeah.
There were, like, settlements with all of the families who were affected, and they were like, we really fucked up, like, sorry. But then, meanwhile, this was going on in Europe... And that's where all the burnings and stuff were happening.
Right.
No one was burned in Salem. It was just hangings and stonings. And so all of that was happening in Europe. And, like, a lot. Like, especially in, like, I think Germany was quite bad. And like.
So ours was sort of a microcosm of what was really happening.
Ours was a blip.
Oh, wow.
And yet we think of it, and we think of Salem. And most of it didn't even happen in Salem.
As we passed this church. It's a nice church, actually. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It was just a blip. And actually, most of it didn't happen in Salem. It was in Massachusetts, but not in Salem. I think mine was in Salem. But, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, either way, I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's sad.
Jeez. Did you ever find that Kirstie Alley, made-for-TV Salem Witch Trial movie?
I never
did.
We
gotta find
that.
Let's
go watch it. We should go look
that
up.
We gotta find that.
That's a good idea.
We'll go to my parents' house and find it.
Okay.
I'm sure it's on VHS or some shit. Okay.
Ooh, VHS vintage.
Bailey spent that first evening with his family as I went back over my notes. Honestly, I was feeling frustrated. Stull Cemetery was a bust. We still hadn't heard back from the mysterious neighbor, and I was starting to think that this was all a huge waste of time. Kansas was lovely, not at all scary, and all I had to go on was one weird interaction with a cop and a red light in a window. Not very magical. Hoping for some inspiration, I reached out to my guru, Willie, who you remember from the astrological reading in episode 3. He answered immediately. I'm talking halfway through the first ring. I hadn't even set up my recording equipment yet. I guess that's what you get when your friends are in touch with the cosmos. He actually said he'd been meaning to call me, regarding something in Bailey's chart. So I told him I'd record it and relay the message.
So, what I'm going to say in terms about any sense of, like, bad luck or, like, a near miss or whatever, or near things this or that happening, like, one is, like, you are probably creating it. Like, you're probably creating it. So we have to be very specific about what you create. You have to be very... You can't just go like, blah, blah, okay, here's the thing. You have to go, no, I am making this exact thing for this purpose. You have to be conscious about the intentions when you're crafting with your hands, when you're doing the work that you do. It can't just be for whatever. Like, that's what's, because you're going, oh, blah, then it can be, oh, blah, and you can almost get in a car wreck on your way there. You know what I mean? You're creating what you create, and for you, it's easy.
I laid awake most of that night. Those words might once have sounded exciting or even inspiring. Now they sounded like a warning. What I don't know is who the warning is really for. In spite of the previous day's setbacks, I was eager for our second day in Kansas. Bailey's friend Jace agreed to go back to explore Thoreau's Bridge on one condition, that we went in the daytime.
Okay, we're recording. Let's walk. Let's see if that,
Let's go!
Okay. See if that helps at all. Oh, goodness.
You good?
Yeah, just, you know, falling over. anyway, so, we are currently walking. We're in Kansas. We are currently, Wichita, Kansas. Actually, Valley Center, to be, precise. A little bit outside of Wichita. And we are, it's midday because, Jace, who's here with us right now.
Yeah, I will not go to this place at night. The fact that we're going to this place is already, like, a little weird, but,
yeah.
Like, absolutely not at night. I'm not doing it.
It definitely cuts down on the spooky factor. I mean, I know we're not there yet, but sure. Like,
yeah, I mean, now it's like a little, like, you know, fall foliage. It's like a little walk. We're not, yeah. We're definitely.
A little stroll. Know.
It's easy to forget that we're, like, maybe walking into our doom, but like,
sure. There's a dog.
Hey.
It's nice. We're walking by some properties. Oh.
Yeah, it's, sorry, it's guys. Closer.
It's loud and.
Hey.
It's closer.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay, buddy.
He's warning us. He's like, don't go.
Don't go.
Turn back.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not gonna invade your space. You're good.
So basically, to describe to you where we are and what's happening, we are walking towards. We had to park at a gas station because if you park on this actual bridge, Therosa's Bridge, to be precise, exact words. To be specific, we are walking towards Therosa's Bridge, and we had to park at a gas station because if you park on the bridge, there are some people that live nearby that will most definitely call the cops on you and give you a hard time and things like this. So we don't mess with that.
We don't have the budget for that.
Right, exactly. So this sidewalk is going to turn into gravel here pretty soon, and we're going to be walking down what is basically a...
Dirt byway,
highway, yeah. A rural highway of
something
sorts.
Like 29.
And we will be checking out what is called Therosa's Bridge, as well as the actual Therosa's Bridge. But we're going to do it during the day so that we don't have to deal with all the frog sounds and the scary ness of everything.
Jace, what's your fear level? Like, where are you at on the, like, impending doom scale?
Oh, God, okay. I mean, if we're doing this, like, classic out of 10 numbers, I'm okay right now. I'm at, like, a 3.
Okay.
We'll see what happens when we get to the first bridge. That normally I get... I'm fine with it because it's more like... I mean, there is, like, a little bit of traffic there, but, like, I mean... Just seeing the graffiti on there is already... Like, I know it's, like, people, like, kind of fucking with it.
Yeah,
the whole
idea
of the thing, but it, like... I don't know. I saw that little, like, you know, demon... I don't know what that's called. The star in the circle. What is that called?
The pentacle.
Yeah, that thing freaks me out. So, I always... That'll bump it up to at least a 4. I'm okay right now. And it's, you know, daytime. But when we get into the woods, I might feel a little, like... Blair Witchy.
Yeah.
So. We want.
Anyway.
Is this the first time you've been back?
Oh, my God,
this far?
I would never, come here of my own volition. Are you kidding me?
What? Is this the first time you've been back too?
Yes. Yeah.
Aww. Like
since that night, yes.
No, it's like a little...
I mean, we were here a lot, though. What's weird is that we spent a lot of time here. I mean, it wasn't...
Look at the stars and shit.
Yeah, it was one of the places where Wichita's light pollution didn't touch, so you could go out and you could sit by this cornfield and you could just look at the stars and...
This is nice.
Enjoy.
It's a little getaway.
Yeah. I think your brother brought us Pabst one time while we were...
Oh, yeah.
Not sponsored, by the way. Pabst for the ribbon. PBR. I'm not too good for PBR.
This podcast is brought to you by PBR.
I wish. What a
man, that'd be dope. Hipsters galore.
If you guys are listening, I am from Portland.
Yes. Walking for a minute.
Yeah.
We're walking up on the bridge, what is known as Therosa's Bridge. It's actually...
This right here?
Yes. This is what everybody... Yeah, so it doesn't even... It looks like a dirt road that goes over a creek. It's, like, not even a real bridge, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll, like, hold a car, but, like... Yeah. It's not, like...
Well, it's just... It's basically just... It's... Yeah, it's an overpass over a little creek.
Yeah, it's nothing too fancy.
Right, exactly. All right, let's tell them, let's talk about the graffiti situation. There's some on the actual street, on the actual road, and there's, like, a few, we got some...
Like, say the actual phrase.
Yeah, there's some, I have your babies, there's some danger.
Easy with that.
There's some, yeah.
It's 3 times, right? It's like Beetlejuice.
Right, but you, I think you have to say it full on. I think, and there has to be some intention behind it. It's not just.
I'm sure you gotta like.
But
do
we
it,
never
like,
did that.
Summon.
I want to point that out. We never fucked with any of that. That was never our goal.
My whole belief has always been like, you know, there's a whole bunch of shit we probably don't understand, so why
right.
fuck with it, you know?
We just like the idea of being where we kind of weren't supposed to be. Oh, there's a guy pulling up. So we've walked the bridge. It's not far. It's not a long bridge by any means. How far do you guys think this is off of the into the creek? Like 8 feet? 10
probably
feet?
Probably something like that. Probably 8.
Okay, so it's not super scary. This is where we kind of sat, and this is what we did. We have a nice little plaque that says 109th North Street Bridge.
Yeah, it's nice being here in different circumstances. Also, like, I feel like time put a little bit of distance by us.
Let's start walking into the woods, yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
Into the woods!
I mean, yeah.
Into the woods!
Bailey's favorite thing to do is try and get us sued by singing things we can't afford.
Wow. The Rosas Bridge, into the woods!
Onto the bridge and off of the bridge and out before dark.
Damn. Or not. BTK lives about 15 minutes from here or so.
That's so scary.
Which is scary in itself.
Yeah.
And I mean, so that was a stressful time in our middle school, high school.
No, right, exactly. Time. Like, I feel like there was always like a kind of a fear of maybe this area in general, knowing that he was like kind of closest to here, but then also the fact that, like, you know, Therosa is like around.
Right.
It's just, it, yeah. General willies.
Very much so. We're in a little bit more open part of the... There's not as many branches and grasses and poison ivies and oaks to avoid. But there's going to be like a little bit more thick brush and then we'll be at the...
At the bridge.
So I will show you right about here is where we ended up finding my keys.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
right.
we had to go back and look through the woods to find them.
Because suddenly you did not have your keys when you were.
Yeah.
That's super lucky. They were just like, were they like on the like path kind of, or were they like off to the.
They were kind of off to the side. They were like almost in the water. Either someone took them out of my pocket or I.
You didn't even like hold your keys
out
or anything.
Accident.
Like it wasn't like
right.
you were like throwing your keys at something. Like
no,
you just suddenly did not have them.
Right.
Yeah, I can definitely see how this would be scary at night, man.
Yeah, especially because like I don't know. There's not like civilization out here or anything. It's just like you in the fucking woods. So
right.
and like. This, you know, for all we know, omniscient being, just like,
right.
this is like her home, and so you feel like you're invading it when you know that she's like out.
Are we gonna hear any froggies, or are they only at night?
This is pretty much a night thing.
Yeah,
it would start up at like 1 a.m.
It's
kind of
crazy.
But it would start at like 1 a.m. It was like late. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They're a lot louder than you think, you know?
Yeah.
Wait. But you can hear crickets even during the day. Listen.
Oh, yeah. So. I always love that. I just think that they're like kind of confused. They're like hiding in like a shadow.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's shady back here.
Listen for a sec.
Yeah.
Kansas.
The sound of Kansas.
You feel at home again? Or not? You're in LA. Okay. Shit. Okay.
I didn't mean to break
you. You scared a bird.
Hey, bud.
I just scared a bird out of a tree hardcore just by touching a branch.
Wow, it's like pissed at you.
It is.
It's like looking at
it's like shouting at you. It's like,
what? It is.
Are we on someone's property right now?
We are.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
I mean, they're not going to like see us right now.
Do you want to move on and get
to
this bridge?
I want to get to
the
bridge, man.
Let's go.
I want to get scared because I...
Let's do it.
Ooh.
Okay, this is the
thick. Oh, back here.
Yeah, wow. That's kind of kind of freaky.
Like right after we got over, you guys, that little bump back there, that little like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. The, like
it like snow. Got like 5 degrees colder, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Thanks. Oh shit. Oh, I just walked into like a spider web.
Did you?
Oh my god, I hate that.
Oh shit.
Wow, do I hate that.
Okay, we just have to get through like this little. Oh, I know, I hate that. Oh, shit. Sure. Alright, just get through this little. There. Oh,
shit. Am I gonna
okay.
see it?
Yeah, you will. I'm
yeah,
set.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be.
Come here. Alright, it should be right up past this tree.
Oh yeah.
There it is.
That right there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's tiny.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah. I mean, one could walk across it, but you might get wet. It's, like, kind of broken.
Oh, yeah, it kind of looks like it's not really a bridge anymore.
Right. Ooh, I mean, okay. It definitely hasn't been used since, like, the fucking 1800s or, like...
Oh, yeah, it's not usable, this is... but... This was a cool spot. I used to like this spot a lot. Yeah, it's weird being here. How you feeling?
I feel...
I mean, you haven't been here. You haven't even been.
I know.
Like,
I mean, it's
in,
it's kind of like, weird. It's like,
let alone like here.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, there's that weird sort of like remembering who younger Bailey was when he used to come here, kind of thing that's happening for me right now. But also,
oh,
just
yeah, it's like if you go back to your old high school. Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm like, so I have like no personal connection to this place, right? And so I don't know if I'm like picking up on your guys' vibes or what, but like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels different back here than it did out in the rest of them.
Yeah, right? This feels like...
Well, there's... Okay, be honest with me, like...
Mm. Yeah. What's up?
It's like kind of... You know, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it's like kind of reverent. Like, I'm not...
Well, that's
spooked.
What I was about to say. I was going to say, it feels like everything else was like somewhere we weren't supposed to be, and all of a sudden we're somewhere it's like okay to be.
Huh.
I don't know, this is like the most like chilled out I've been.
I know,
like,
it is. It's very calm,
hours.
It's very serene.
That's why we come here, right?
Reverence
yeah.
a good word
choice.
For it, because it is. There's a weird sort of like glow to it where it's like it's a little bit separate from everything else. There's a Well, I think the reason we came here was sort of to see if there was anything if anything would happen to me or to us, to see if there's anything to it being related to my curse or to a curse or to...
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm... besides the fact that there's a nice sort of...
She doesn't feel hostile, if that's
no,
what...
there's no bad energies.
Yeah. Got any little disturbance in the force?
No,
feelings
no,
in you? Nothing?
No, I don't. I don't. It's really... It's quite nice. I did have an asthma attack here one time. Do you remember that? It
oh
was,
my God.
Like, pretty minor, but it was scary.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I mean, I was sitting there, like, I was like, dude, if you, like, I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to, like, save your life if you, like, can't breathe right now. Because I'm like, I can't fucking
yeah.
call anybody.
And I had left my inhaler at home, and I'd, like, snuck out, so I couldn't go back and
I was
get
like,
it.
I couldn't
for, like,
even make it back
away.
To, like, the other bridge before, like,
ugh.
So, yeah.
Well, didn't you,
I'm
like,
glad
used
you
to,
made it.
Hmm?
Didn't you used to, like, pretend that you were, like, being possessed and stuff? And so people...
One yep. time
that,
I...
Nope, that was fucked up. That was fucked up.
Yeah, one time...
That's what that was.
But I admitted it to you later, but one time
well, yeah, but like,
I pretended to be possessed, and I told everyone that there was something living inside me, and that I... Well, I didn't tell them that. They deduced that from how I was acting.
Yeah.
But Jace, I think... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but seemed a little bit on to me from the beginning, because you kept being like, bro, stop, bro,
yeah,
stop.
Man.
Bailey, stop. It's not
like,
funny
dude,
anymore. It's not funny.
Up. Man.
But that was fun. Yeah, I only did that once.
Did you ever think he was, like, bullshitting you about his bad luck?
I think... See, I don't know. I think he's, like, probably more cursed than he thinks he is.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because, like, I don't know. The like, amount of weird shit that happens to you... I mean, just on your drive over here, you got pulled over by a fake cop. which yeah. is like kind of unexplainable. But like,
yeah,
it's like your rate of getting weird, of like having weird encounters, is right. I think much higher than normal.
Well, and you've been in, you've been involved or present for a lot of them. So you.
Oh my God! Yeah, I've seen them and been, but also like that doesn't like it. Like the weird experience that I have had have pretty much all been with you. Like you've been a part of the weirdest experiences.
That's
you know
how
I, mean?
I feel too, and I've known him for like yeah. 5 seconds.
Yeah. Right. it's like, if I ever have like a crazy story of like some weird creepy shit happened, it's like you were around for that, and I think it may be centered around you a little bit. Like I really legit think that you're actually cursed, which is weird to say in this space.
That is a little scary.
We were tempting fate a little bit.
I was like, I do feel I a little weird. I didn't we say that back. Too loud. I think that may have been the limit. That may have been the limit.
We hit the wall. All right.
Let's get out of here. But let's.
It was nice to come back, but like, yeah.
We'll take our time getting back, and then.
I'm really glad I got to see this.
We're gonna start walking back. We're actually we're not gonna record our walk back, but. Yeah. We'll see you guys when we get back to the car.
Bye.
And we'll let you know if the car starts or not, right?
Oh my God, don't.
Marza has just stopped us for some reason.
Yeah, what
the fuck?
Okay, hold on. There's a good
She wants us to record. Okay.
So listen.
Okay.
You guys see that?
No.
Yeah.
No. Nope, we have to leave now. We have to leave right now. Nope.
No. They look
fear
okay.
level 10. Whoa. Fear level
look
absolute 10.
Look at them, though. They look kind of old.
What the
fuck? No, okay. What? Nope. Not about this. Not about this in any way. Nope. Okay. Please, can we go now? Can we go now?
Hold on.
These look
this
old.
Is
this
weird.
Is not like this, something
no,
this,
that was the same spot, you guys. That was the same spot. I nope. That was the same spot.
For real?
It's not the exact same spot, is
but,
it?
Okay, look at the creek. Remember how they
it
were
like
close?
Right by the water.
Look at where it was placed.
It was night. I don't really remember.
That was right there.
Did you guys see these on the way up? Because these are old.
Even if it's not the exact same spot, they're. Okay, that's
right,
too freaky.
These.
That's too freaky.
Here,
how do you lose keys? How do you get out here and not have keys?
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, seriously. If you're walking out here and you don't have like, if you lose your set of keys, you can't get back into town. You can't get back into like how do you lose your keys out here?
Wait. This guys, these are Toyota keys.
Yeah.
What was my car in high school?
Yeah, dude, it was a Toyota. It was a
truck.
Oh, shut the fuck up, for real?
T-100.
I thought that we would have seen them on the way up here.
Leave.
Should we bring these back? Leave them at the gas station?
Okay, oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know if I even want to touch
them. We take
them
with us, like,
yeah,
okay,
that's
I think,
weird.
Well, it's because someone, like, these are probably someone's.
But, okay, oh, no.
Where else will we leave
them? Let's take them to the gas station.
No, I think if we take them, then, like, all right, fuck it. Can we, like, take the keys, but we gotta go now. Is that okay? Can we just go? Please?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Really...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Marzi, you got the keys?
Fear level 10.
Okay.
Let's go.
Move on.
Let's go.
Let's move on.
Thank you.
We'll just take them to the gas station. It's their problem. It's not ours. Okay. Whew. So we're waiting on Jace because he's running in the keys because he could not get rid of them faster.
Dude, Jace is a truck. He's cool.
He's a cool dude. Yeah, like we grew up together. Both of our parents taught at my school, so we were good buddies. Really good guy.
Was...
We went to Italy together, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows the stalker.
Oh, he knows the stalker. Yeah, he knows that whole bit.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
Light up.
I got rid of those fucking keys. Okay, so the guy at the gas station, I'm still like... I'm still processing it. So I gave him the keys, and I was like, look, we found these keys. We were out by Thoreau's Bridge, and he was like, oh, shit, oh, damn. And he, like, turned around, and he, like, pulled out this fucking, like, I don't know, this, like, basket. And I was like, dude, what? And he was like, yeah, just give him here. We got the lost keys basket. And it was like a
what?
Thing he had set up, you know?
Wait. How big is this basket? How many keys are in this basket?
I mean, okay, so it was like...
Bigger than a bread box?
I say basket. I mean, it's like plastic, so it was like a...
Oh, like a little...
Yeah.
Like a tub?
But, I mean, it had like... It looked like... It was like... It was supposed to look like a basket. You know what I mean?
Give me dimensions for the podcast.
All right. Let's talk like a foot and a half in diameter.
Oh.
What the fuck?
How deep?
I mean, like a couple inches. I mean, it was like... It looked like... I don't know.
But still, like...
You'd see that shit in like a kindergarten or something.
More than
you know what I mean?
More than 10 sets of keys?
Oh, easily more than 10 cents.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like...
Wait. But let's talk about that for a second. Think about that.
Oh, how, yeah.
These are car keys. Like, these are house keys. These are keys that people need to, like, legit survive with. Like, these aren't...
Yeah, like, how the fuck, like...
These aren't janitorial, like, work keys.
First of all, like, how do you... Also, like, who the fuck lives out here that, like, how many keys can get lost?
Right.
That's, like...
Man, I'm...
Because that's not, like, something that you do.
It's because I'm back, man. I apologize.
Man, I love you, but, like, I've had a day today. Like, you gotta,
I'm going to turn the car on.
You gotta, like, not be cursed, or we gotta, like, stay inside. Like,
yeah.
We owe you a beer, man.
Yeah, we owe you a beer, Jace. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Let's go get that beer.
Let's get away from the bridge and the keys.
Let's go break a fucking curse.
How do you lose that many keys? How does that many people lose a set of keys?
The guy seemed pretty freaked out by the basket of keys, but it seemed like a prank to me. I didn't buy it. There's no way that's just normal. An entire basket of missing keys? Maybe. But it just seems a little too extreme to be true. Later that night, Bailey and I were trying to record a mini-sode when he got an incoming phone call from an unknown number.
You wanna do a mini-sode about our analytics?
No, I just wanted to see, I want to give some shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, there's some surprises. My favorite is how many people listen from Poland. What's up, Poland?
Poland. What it is. Yeah. United States, Japan. Mm-hmm. Kicking it in. All right, our top cities, though. That's where it's really at. We're getting home.
They're surprising.
Okay.
Wait, this is the past, hold on. This is the past week.
Well, let's do more than that.
Okay.
Let's do the 90 past days. 90 days. Let's do the full...
Loading.
You hear the dogs? Okay.
I can hear the dogs.
I can hear the dogs. Okay, so let's see. United States, good job. Canada, Mexico, Japan, Sweden, France, Poland, Australia, United Kingdom, Russia. Top cities. All right, our top cities, though, guys. Let's see.
San Francisco wins.
San Fran.
We don't even know anybody in San Francisco.
13.8% of our listens are from San Fran.
We got San Fran stands.
I like it. Hilarious. I like that. L.A., though, coming in, you know, second.
Soft
pretty
second.
Close. Soft second. We are based in L.A., so we were expecting a little more, but it's fine.
Rude.
East Lansing, though.
That's in Michigan. I had to look it up.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I knew where that was. Yes, of course.
Well, East Lansing.
I'm from the Midwest, though.
I'm a piece of shit.
East Lansing is at a solid 10.2% of our listens, and it's really... What? That's exciting. Come on.
It's
East
funny
Lansing.
To just, like, read
so
off our
random.
Analytics percentages. It's just
would you rather
so,
me not?
It's just it's a little dry. But I mean,
okay, well what sure would you people... rather be talking about?
No, it's great. I mean, I keep this screen open because I think it's interesting personally. I just
it's
can't
cool.
imagine.
I want to
give
shout outs.
And look who's at number nine.
Number nine's Kansas City.
Is that your fucking phone?
Yeah.
God damn it, Bailey. Trying to record a mini so.
It's a 316 number.
Who is it?
I'm gonna get it.
What if it's the lady? Oh my god, careful. Alright, well, I guess I'm taking the mini set from here, guys. I think we'll cut this out. Who is it? Who is it? He's ignoring me. Bailey. Who is it? Your bank? Creditors? Oh, welcome back. So nice of you to join us again. Record a mini-sode now? Who called you?
Did you give her my number?
Who? Your name is... Did your neighbor call?
Did you give her my number?
I did.
She called.
That was her?
Yeah.
Finally, incredibly, we had received a reply from his former neighbor, Though I couldn't really hear what went on in the phone call, Bailey told me he had received very specific instructions. Arrive at 6:15 p.m. Ring the doorbell once. And knock three times. Shortly before their scheduled meeting, we parked at the curb across from his neighbor's house.
Fucking here, man.
So, okay, if you look to your left, this is the school.
Yeah.
Where I saw the girl in the window.
Yeah.
Forward, 12 o'clock is, that blue house is my house that I lived in until I was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the only neighbor is, only direct neighbor is, it's her.
This feels like really final. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of weird, yeah?
Yeah, like, I'm super nervous, and I'm also kind of like, I don't know, man. I feel like it feels really fucking real. It feels like this is going to be...
I gotta be honest, I'm having, like, crazy panic butterflies right now, like,
yeah.
Hardcore.
What time is it? Okay, so it's like, it's like two till.
Okay. Should I just go? Should I just fucking go?
I guess so, yeah.
Or should I knock the door right at time?
Well, hold on. Okay, well now it's, now you have one minute according to this clock.
So, that clock may not.
I think you should just walk up and ring like she told you to. And we'll see what fucking happens, and I'll just be out here.
You good to chill? Yeah.
Doesn't explode or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh. Okay. Do you see in the window?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the camera?
Yeah, it's been on the whole time, dude.
Little red light.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, it's been on this whole time.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. The thing we would always look for, because sometimes you can see it, is the blinds would move. Or, like, not the blinds, the curtains would move. So keep your eye out for that.
Okay. It's pretty dark, which is what's weird about it. It's, like, there's, like, the colored light that's, like, inside.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. Like, right. It doesn't look like anyone's home.
Yeah.
But...
we're going to find out.
All right, man. I think it's time. Don't be late. Yeah. Fuck, I'm so nervous.
I just feel like I'm supposed to do this.
I better go fucking do it. You all right?
I'll be right back.
Shit. Okay. I'll take that.
Okay, I'm going to turn the car off.
Okay. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bailey is walking up to the door. He's looking back nervously. And he's ringing the doorbell once. And he's knocking. Okay. Still nothing. He's knocking again. Oh, fuck. Okay. Door's opening. Oh, fuck. She does not look like I thought she would. Oh, she's, like, young.
There's no way that that's the person who lived here, like, 20 years ago. Okay. Oh, he's going inside. Bye, Bailey. Please don't die. Oh, shit. Okay, he's inside. Okay, no lights are coming on. I can still see the camera light, and I can still see the light that was inside. But nothing is changing. I wish he was, like, wearing a wire and I could be listening with headphones. Okay, it's been about 9 minutes. Bailey is still inside. There's still no movement and no light and nothing has happened. Except a helicopter. Which feels weird. Is that a thing in Kansas? Okay, checking back in. It has been 27 minutes. And I don't know when I'm supposed to go in and make sure Bailey hasn't been murdered. I was not, like, emotionally prepared for how fucking spooky this house is. Because it's not the kind of spooky that I thought it was gonna be. Like, it's not like a creepy old house in the woods kind of like horror movie spooky. It's just like, someone who, like, wants to be left alone. Okay, it's been almost 40 minutes, and in 5 fucking minutes, I'm gonna go in, I guess. I don't want to call him because I don't want to fuck up the recording. So I'm gonna, like, knock on the door and fuck. In 5 minutes, if he doesn't come out, I'm gonna go knock on the door. I see movement. We have a door. Just Bailey. Bailey's walking back. Oh, fuck. He's not making eye contact or saying anything. But he's not dead. Okay, he's coming up to the door. Sup, dude? How'd it go?
I'll let you listen to it.
What did you talk about?
It was really good. I'll let you listen to it.
How are you feeling? Like, what's up? I want you to know that I was literally 2 minutes from going inside and making sure you hadn't been murdered.
It was her daughter.
Oh, fuck, okay.
That answered the door, I mean.
Yeah.
She was there too.
They were both there?
Yeah. I wonder who lives in my old house.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, sure.
Let's head back.
Dude, you seem weird.
What do you mean?
You seem really weird.
Well, no, I mean, I'm doing great. I think we should head back.
Do you want me to stop recording?
Bailey wouldn't tell me anything that happened inside the house. He just kept telling me I could listen to the recording in playback. What follows is the entirety of that recording.
Doorbell has been rang once. I've knocked one time. Hi. Do you mind if I record this?
Can't be taught to lie.